Nolte, far-left BuzzFeed cuts 15% of staff, closes BuzzFeed News. By John Nolte on April 20, 2023. After more than a decade of failure, far-left BuzzFeed News is finally shutting down. BuzzFeed CEO Jonah Peretti's memo announcing the mercy killing Thursday morning, and the memo was tweeted out by a media reporter for the far-left New York Times. In part, the memo read, "Additionally, I made the decision to overinvest in BuzzFeed News, because I love their work and mission so much. This made me slow to accept that the big platforms wouldn't provide the distribution or financial support required to support premium, free journalism for social media. Just as we reduced our footprint in NYC last year, we will be reducing our real estate in Los Angeles from 4 buildings to 1. HuffPost and BuzzFeed.com have signaled that they will open a number of select roles for members of BuzzFeed News. As part of today's changes, both our CRO Edgar Hernandez and COO Christian Bressler have made the decision to exit the company. Overall, BuzzFeed will cut 15% of its 1,200-person staff. To give you an idea of BuzzFeed's ongoing failure, the left-wing company's stock is currently at 75 cents. That's down from $9.61 in December of 2021. The reason BuzzFeed News is closing is because BuzzFeed News sucks. BuzzFeed News has always sucked. Ben Smith launched this debacle over a decade ago, and it has never made money. In its early days, BuzzFeed News made a cottage industry out of attacking Breitbart News with lies and gossip. You see, they were angry about us telling the truth about them. But the whole thing was biased and dull and doomed from the start. Then, 8 or 9 years ago, BuzzFeed News fell off the radar entirely until Ben Smith violated every journalistic protocol ever written to publish the deep state's phony Russia dossier on Donald Trump. Then everyone forgot about BuzzFeed News again. Then Ben Smith left to do business with the Nazis in China, and now it's finally over. Gee, how will America muster on without headlines like these? Yes, you can overdose on weed. Here's what to do if you overdo it. Madison Beer, who revealed she attempted suicide after her nude videos were leaked online without her consent when she was 15. David Chu's casting on beef as Hollywood nepotism at its worst. The family of a 19-year-old who was left at a hospital barely breathing is speaking out after officials said much of the outrage about the case is based on misinformation. Travis Barker's ex-wife Shanna Mogler dragged Kourtney Kardashian after her son said she filled the empty spot in his heart, and it looks like things are getting seriously messy. I guess no one taught the BuzzFeed News staff about the difference between a headline and a poorly written paragraph. Here's a real beauty. 3 people were charged with murder in connection to the shooting at a Sweet 16 party that killed 4. Does BuzzFeed think a Sweet 16 party killed 4 people? Granted, people with grammar as bad as mine shouldn't point and laugh, but that's what we old folks call a real winding. Anyway, another left-wing media outlet is dead, and Breitbart News is hiring. P.S. BuzzFeed News is such a failure it didn't even break the big media news about BuzzFeed News shutting down. Fake reporter. You think? Fake news. Fake journalism. He now bathes in that sweet, sweet China money. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.